Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Great day to scare up some treats for Halloween and votes for the midterms. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Another crazy week in the rear view. We'll take it all on, a crazy cultural cacophony. To round ourselves with great music, including your forgotten 45s of the scary seasonal variety. And, yeah, we're going to try to drum up some votes as well. You're listening live. It is Saturday, October 29th, 9 a.m. out west, 11 a.m. central, high noon here in the east. Our number in motion, 347-857-4505. Facebook page, pop in the chat box for those taking along for the live ride. And Twitter, of course, at 24/7 Oasis and AB Rights, all being held by the frightful TCS crew. Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters, raring to go as per usual. Show brought to you in part by Old Navy. Time to fall in for great styles and savings at Old Navy. Also by Dunkin'. America runs in Dunkin'. While you can, indulge in that sumptuous pumpkin spice latte. America runs in Dunkin'. PopNet 2 is arts, culture, and conversation on air, online, up and running 24/7, featuring the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show and those robust roundtables. Won a couple of lively rounds this week. More to come, I suspect, next week. But nothing to fear, especially if we get out there and vote. Welcome aboard. It is the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Happy to have you with us.
Do the wind, the sun, and the rain. We can be like they are. Come on. You live your life in the songs you hear on the rock and roll radio. And when a young girl doesn't have any friends, that's a really nice place to go. Folks hoping you'd turn out cool, but they had to take you out of school. You're a little touch, you know, Angie baby. Lovers appear in your room each night and they whirl you across the floor. But they always seem to fade away when your daddy taps on your door. Angie girl, are you alright?
It's that season. No, not Halloween. Election season. Are you scared yet? You should be. The House of Horrors is right around the corner, and it'll last far past Halloween. What what's coming? The lunatics are in charge of the asylum. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, Matt Gaetz, and Jim Jordan will be running the show. They'll wreck the economy, try to end Social Security to give Elon Musk a tax cut, destroy the FBI and Department of Justice for investigating Trump. They'll make America change sides in Ukraine to help Vladimir Putin win. Think they'll cut inflation, lower gas prices, help working Americans? Sorry. More chaos, more destruction, more violence, more Trump. That's the real terror the Republicans are promising. This horror movie has a dark ending, and no one gets out alive unless you vote them out.
Now they're running toward the East River, thousands of them dropping in like rats. Now the smoke's spreading faster. It's reached Times Square. People are trying to run away from it, but it's no use. They're falling like flies.
Just a perfect day, drink sangria in the park, and then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day, feed animals in the zoo. Then later, a movie too, and then home.
Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh.
just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park, and then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo. Then later, a movie too, and then home.
Oh,
weekenders on our own, it's such fun. Just a perfect day. You made me forget myself. I thought I was someone else, someone good.
Going to reap what we sow. Get out there and vote. I'm Amy Beth Arguello Show. Sweet Lou Reed, we were supposed to hear the guy's song, Perfect Day. Hope we are having one. We were supposed to hear his classic Halloween Parade, but you get what you get, and that's a good one too. Anyway, we lost Lou a few days before Halloween in 2013, and that parade and that song just haven't been the same since. Great stuff indeed. Spooky from the Classics 4 from Miranda and Zach. Nice words via the .NET chat box. Thank you so much. Happy to have you playing with us in real time, as you know. And what's scarier than Halloween? Election season, especially if we don't get there and vote. Fright wingers are in our midst, even in my district. The Cook Report just announced that my district, the northern suburbs of New York City, from Democrat to toss-up. So, you know, I've been busy on the phones in swing states. I've got to get busy calling my neighbors to make sure they get out the vote so we hold our seat here in the New York suburbs. Crazy. Everything is too close to call. No matter where you are, even if you think it's a true blue district or a true blue state, get out there and vote, because the extremists are in their midst. In New York, we have an extreme guy who's running for governor. This guy, Lee Zeldin. So New Yorkers, make sure you're voting for Governor Hochul and make sure you vote blue for your congressional district, your assembly, your state senate, etc. Very important, not to mention attorney general and everything else, but please do so. And they're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and ooky, not talking about the GOP, although that does apply. But the Addams Family, love that theme song from the classic show. Angie Baby from Helen Reddy, that is such a little scary song. Came out in the 70s. I remember as a kid listening to it and kind of conjuring a little story in my head with this weird woman, this weird girl. Very strange. Helen Reddy, by the way, born October 25th, 1941. We lost her a few years ago. And Don't Fear the Reaper from Blue Oyster Cult for Dondi and for Simp. Thanks for taking along as well, folks, with the live ride. Nothing to fear if we get out there and vote. Please do it. Plan your vote. Early voting starting in New York today. Other states have already started last week or starting this coming week. And, of course, on Election Day, November 8th, please vote blue to save democracy. Reproductive rights, human rights, LGBTQ, the environment, the economy, it's all on the ballot. And when the GOP says that they're the answer to the economy, think about it. Look at their positions. They're not. What they want to do is raise taxes or lower taxes on the rich, but raise taxes on the middle class, eliminate, sunset, things like Social Security. That's not going to help us, folks. It's not going to help you, even if you're a registered Republican. Think about that and plan accordingly and vote accordingly. And don't sit this one out because you think it's a done deal in your district. It's not. Everything too close to call. Please vote blue. Don't have second thoughts. Don't regret it. Okay. Speaking of which, of course, yesterday was a horrible day for the Pelosi family. Paul Pelosi, the husband of Speaker Pelosi, was attacked violently with a hammer. The man is 82 years old. Thank God it looks like he's going to be okay. He had to have emergency surgery for a fractured skull and other injuries. No joke here. And while most people, and let's be fair, were not cheering it on the Republican side, but they weren't exactly coming out and denouncing it with as much fervor as in previous years the opposite party would do. People came out like Glenn Youngkin, who's supposed to be a quote-unquote reasonable Republican, was at a campaign rally and said, and I'm being fair about this, that we don't condone violence, but in the next breath he just said, we're going to send Speaker Pelosi back to her, you know, back home so she can take care of her husband because pushing it into an election story. Of course, he, you know, was very ham-handed and insensitive. They tried to walk it back later and all that, but it just should have been involved in that. You should just decree it and don't link it to the election. And then you have somebody like Caitlyn Jenner, who's a real winner anyway, on Fox News talking about how unsafe San Francisco is and they should have beefed up security. Again, implying victim shaming, victim blaming, and the patina of the Democrats have made cities unsafe and all of that. No place for politics in this kind of thing. And you can do it. They've done it in the past. We can do it in the future. Let's not have insensitivity. Let's not have things that stir people up. Because the guy that did this was certainly a MAGA wacko. He was buying all the big lies from the election denying to the COVID vaccine situation, everything else going down the rabbit hole if you go to his social media. And this is the problem. These people are ginning up unhinged folks. And, you know, you can't – there's no guarantee. There's always going to be the unhinged among us. But with all this social media nonsense and all these cesspools that they can gravitate to on the dark web, it's a problem, and it's getting worse. And the negativity, the hate speech, the hate crimes are all on the rise because of all of this stuff. And it takes leadership to curtail it. And I hear nothing. I don't hear word one from Kevin McCarthy. I don't hear word one from Mitch McConnell. I don't hear these people coming out forcefully. And certainly you don't hear it from who's trying to run again. It's just scary, and it's unfortunate that we're in this situation. Of course, Elon Musk bought Twitter, officially started, fired a few people, claims he wants to have a nonpartisan, healthy – or a healthy, I don't know if he's nonpartisan, but a healthy town square. I don't know if he can do it, but it's not really his fault per se. I mean, how do you monitor all the hate speech? How do you get rid of all the hate speech? It's going to be a problem because, it just is. I think it continues to do that. On the Twitter feed, we have Ben saying the truth is absolutely irrelevant to these people. That dude who did what he did to Pelosi's husband could have had Trump's face tattooed on his ass. He could have written a 500-page manifesto outlining how he was a loyal soldier of the MAGA army and that he was going to kill Pelosi to appease the Q gods. And it wouldn't matter. It's a cult. The truth is irrelevant to them. Yeah, that's pretty scary, and I think that kind of sums it up, unfortunately. Lisa says, I have a theory that the disinfo specialists have a running joke on how some Americans will believe any preposterous tale they invent, and they're laughing their butts off. Pelosi attack is no joke. Indeed, it isn't, and that's the point. Everybody, and it takes leadership to come forward, and I'm afraid it's lacking on the opposite end of the aisle these days. That's for sure. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. Also looking at our unofficial unscientific listener survey, what treats are you giving out this Halloween? Jinjin says M&M's, Snickers, and Almond Joys. And Felly says, I like the Hershey's, miniature Hershey bars, M&M's too, Reese's peanut butter cups. Not sure if there'll be any left by Halloween. I'm hoping there's going to be some left on Halloween on my end. I know what you're saying, but I hope kids come. I like the little kids. When the rain, maybe in my neck of the woods, but I like the little kids. 4 to 8 is a good time frame. The kids are usually cute when they're little and they're polite. The older kids come later on at night and they just want to grab the candy and run. I'm not into that so much, if you know what I mean. But could be some devilish fun. We're hoping on Halloween, but not so much on Election Day. Weigh in anything, everything on your mind. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, found in the chat box. It is the end of that Dark Quiz Show.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name. What's puzzling you is the nature of my game. Stuck around St. Petersburg when I saw it was a time for change. Killed the Tsar and his ministers. Anastasia screamed in vain. I rode a tank, held a generous rank. When the bliss free reigns and the bodies sing. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. Oh yeah. I was puzzling you with the nature of my game. Oh yeah. I watched the glee while you kings and queens fought for tender case. God save me. I shouted out, who killed the Kennedys? When after all, it was you and me. Let me please introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I lay traps for troubadours who get killed before they reach Bombay.
Pleased to meet you. Hope you get my name. people are eating the donkey party's agenda.
And there's nothing like cheeseburgers and machine guns.
They're eating woke. They're eating BLM.
There's no such thing as toxic masculinity.
I was the physician for the healthiest president that's ever lived, Donald J. Trump.
Go, go Trump, go Trump, go Trump.
Who wants to pop a beer, make some popcorn, and watch Donald Trump talk about election fraud in the United States of America?
If you meet Herschel Walker one time, you're going to realize he's one of the most effervescent personalities you've ever met.
It's a real badge. It's not a fake badge. It is a real badge.
Mr. Walker has declined to participate and is represented by an empty podium.
And I have badges all over Georgia.
The worst thing that they did was to educate Herschel Walker,
which is a legit badge. Everyone can make fun.
We're not just black, white, yellow, brown.
This anti-white racism is growing and it's dangerous.
Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. were alive today. If JFK were alive today, if our founding fathers were alive today, they would be America First Republicans.
And I was just endorsed by the Jewish community, the Bangladesh community.
Soros, working along with Joe Biden and the globalist hegemony, is toppling governments and installing puppets like Volodymyr Zelensky to do his bidding.
The biblical principles that Trump embraces is what I really like about him.
Women are the lesser vessel, and we need masculinity in our lives to balance that.
Trump honestly looks like a priest compared to Biden as far as behavior in the White House.
They cheat, which Mike Lindell said there's 100 million votes stolen.
There are so many pieces of evidence. The media has ignored it because they wanted Joe Biden elected president.
The trial of Hunter Biden, streaming all this week.
Have you been eating loco weed?
For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the match.
He did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the match.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the match.
He did the monster match. Wow. From my laboratory in the castle east, wow, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, wow, wow, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Dracula and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Jack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on and flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And you my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Monster Mash,
you
Monster Mash, Monster Mash,
just moved in my new house today. Moving was hard, but I got squared away. Bell started ringing and chains rattled loud. I knew I'd moved in a haunted house. Still I made up in my mind to stay. Nothing was gonna drive me away. When I seen something to give me the creep. Had one big eye and a two big feet. I stood right still and I did the three. He did the stroll right up to me. Made a noise with his feet that sound like a drum. Say you'll be here when the morning comes. Say if I'll be here when the morning comes. I'll be right here and I ain't gonna run. I bought this house, now you know I'm bald. Ain't no hang gonna run me on. In my kitchen, my stove was a blazing hot. The coffee was a boiling in the pot. The grease had melted in my hand. I had a hunk of meat in my hand. From outer space, I sat a man. On a hot stove was a pot and pan. That pot, I began to shout. He drank a hot coffee right from the spout. He ate the raw meat right from my hand. Drank a hot grease from the frying pan. He said to me, now you better run. Don't be here when the morning comes.
One hit wonder fun from Jumpin' Gene Simmons on the Amy Beth Arkwright Show with Haunted House. Not the guy from Kiss, but the one hit wonder rockabilly tune. That's kind of fun to hear, indeed. And speaking of fun to hear once a year, Bobby Boris Pickett and Monster Mash, the classic Halloween tune. Had a chance to interview Bobby some years back, and interesting guy. He was very gracious. At that point, I think pretty much embraced the fact that he was known for that one song, but did other things in music as a producer and a performer, and was a soap opera actor for a while too. But interesting guy, gracious and fun to talk to. Indeed, Bobby Boris Pickett, Monster Mash. You never know what you'll be synonymous with, but it's not a bad thing to be synonymous. It's a fun song, indeed. And you got to whip it out every year, that's for sure. Frightful, indeed, from Halloween. That's not the problem, Halloween. It's the election season. Last week in the GOP, the Lincoln Project, every week they do this. I don't know how they managed to come up with how they edit it down, because there's so much craziness goes on in the GOP, but some of the stuff they talk about we have to kind of purge from our psyche. It's going to be hard to do, but voting is the beginning of it, if you know what I mean. And Sympathy for the Devil, the classic from the Stones, that one for Arthur, who is the first time chiming in, the Pop in the Chat Box, says, I've been listening for a long time, love your freeform style when you do the music and the musings together. You go, girl, keep at it. Thank you, Arthur. Thanks for chiming in. I love playing with you in real time, as I do with everybody. It is the Amy Beth Arkwright Show. Anything, everything on your mind, anything and everything on your mind. That's what I meant to say. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. A lot was made of John Fetterman during his debate with Dr. Oz and some words that were missed. I only saw snippets of it. He didn't do that badly, actually. And it's kind of brave to get out there and say, you know, we do have some impairment right now, but he's on the road to recovery. And Oz, of course, made some gaffes of his own without having any kind of impediments, allegedly. The problem is, you know, nobody puts this forth. God forbid, and we wish him a speedy recovery. It looks like he will be on the road to recovery and will be much better by January and beyond. But should he not be able to recover, should God forbid something happen to him or anybody, including Oz or anybody else, nobody can predict what the future is going to be for any particular candidate or anybody incumbent. There are other mechanisms in place. What would happen would be the governor, who hopefully will be Josh Shapiro by then, would appoint a person to the seat for a while until they can have a special election, and that's how they do it. It's happened before. It can happen again. I'm not saying what happened in this case. We think he's going to make a full recovery. But nobody mentions the fact that you don't have to vote for Dr. Oz because you think John Fetterman might not be up to the task if you don't like where Oz's positions are. So that's why Pennsylvania is now in play, because of all this nonsense. Think about it. And, you know, there's all this memes going out that Fetterman is the better man, and I think he is. But you have to vote your conscience, but vote the policies that you want, because hopefully somebody else will represent those policies should, God forbid, something befall Fetterman that he can't serve. But it looks like he can. On the other hand, nobody's worried about, you know, the Republicans are not worried about Georgia and the fact that Herschel Walker is ill-suited to that position, both intellectually and morally. The man has no moral compass, has all kinds of scandals behind him, and frankly, he's not so bright. Maybe he was hit in the head a few times too much for concussions. I don't know. But this is the best we can do. Again, I always keep saying this. We have 535 people in the Congress total, 100 in the Senate, 435 in the House. And some of these people are just not the best and the brightest, including Ms. Taylor Greene, who I guess is going to be Taylor soon with her divorce, who I don't know if you watch The Circus on Showtime, fascinating series about politics. Last week they profiled her district, and particularly her. The guy who's running against her in the Democratic Party, Marcus Flowers, a veteran, sensible, smart, and he's going to lose. It looks like. I mean, I don't know. There could be an upset. I'm hoping there is. But, you know, it looks like she's going to crush him because people go along with this nonsense. And she is dumb as a stump, craven, a little nutty, believes all kinds of stuff. And now she's talking, there's speculation she could be Trump's running mate should he run in 2024 or possibly run herself as a presidential candidate. You know that movie Idiocracy? This is taking it to a new level, and there's nothing humorous about it. It's dystopian nightmare is what it is. Craziness. We've got to do better people. We have to vote for people with character and conscience and intelligence and people who deal with facts from either side of the aisle. Then we can debate and dicker about tax policies and that kind of thing. Just nutty if you ask me. Twitter, AB Rights, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, Potnet, Chatbox, anything, everything on your mind. Trevor says, I'm worried about the election. We are probably going to see anti-democratic actors continue to incite violence, and definitely we'll see tension beyond the norm. Stay safe out there. Know your rights. Make your voice heard. Vote ASAP as carefully as you can. With you, Trevor, please stay safe yourself. It's so true, and it's a problem they're trying to intimidate. That whole stuff out in Arizona, which the court just said is, they I don't know if they sanctioned it exactly, but they didn't outlaw them from standing around, the quote-unquote vote watchers who were standing around menacingly in masks, some with guns, around drop boxes and get ready on polling places. It's all intimidation tactics, and it's very scary for a lot of voters, for sure. Ashley says, you know, it's telling that the last two Democratic presidents began their presidencies with a Recovery Act and a rescue plan. That's because their inheritances from the Republican predecessors were so catastrophic. Great point indeed. I wish the Democrats could hammer this home like you, Ashley. The Democrats do better for people. And somehow we have this myth that the Republicans are better for the economy. Not so much. What is the Republican platform to combat inflation? I know inflation is a big issue. I'm not saying it's not. But what is their plan? They want to lower taxes on the wealthy, raise taxes on the middle class, and sunset Social Security. These are things that are not going to help most folks, even folks who consider themselves Republicans. Think about that and be realistic about what is really in your best interest. Biden and the Democrats have done a heck of a lot in the first 2 years of their administration, and we're getting slammed because inflation is global and cyclical, and the economy, there's going to be ups and downs in the economy. He's doing the best he can with all the rescue efforts and all the bills they pass. We've got to sell this and tell it to our constituents and do it in a way that people can understand and relate to, as well as the whole notion of rights, like reproductive rights coming up on the ballot, as well as the possibility of snuffing out equal marriage equality, which has been established for quite some time, but not as long as Roe v. Wade was, right? So these are all in peril. And, of course, our very democracy is that thanks. Steve Schmidt says, disgrace, somebody retweeted his decree from the Linger Project, of course. Disgrace will always precede your name. Your grandchildren and great-grandchildren will grow up ashamed of their names. One day, I suppose, there will be some small and not much visited library that bears your name. It will be the type of place where a drunk walks by staring at the wall for a minute before deciding it's beneath him to piss on. Oh, Steve Schmidt, man of, he never minces his words. Love that show, by the way. They have a docu-series about the Lincoln Project and their formation on Showtime. Check it out, along with The Circus. Those are very fascinating shows, but sometimes it gets your blood boiling, and you got to turn off the TV and do something else. Peaceful Citizen says, if woke is the opposite of fascist, I'm super woke, mega woke, Nick woke, Kentucky Fried woke, wokeaholic, wokeanero, wokeity, wokeity woke. Yeah, woke's getting the bad name like liberals. What can you do? Hey, by the way, unofficial inside of a listener survey, still some fun to be had on Halloween. What are your favorite treats to give out? Leonora says, we go Hershey, Milky Way, Snickers, and sometimes M&Ms. M&Ms may not make it to Halloween, if you know what I mean. I hear you. Hey, by the way, happy belated birthday to Weird Al Yankovic, celebrated 64 on October 23rd. So save a few before you eat it all. I mean, maybe the third we should weigh in.
bar, or as you call it, bar. Has that morphine kicked in yet?
Karen, I've always considered you a dear friend.
That's a yes.
I feel a burning need to share something intensely personal with you, but it's just so hard to say out loud.
Oh, for God's sake, don't cry. You look like Jeff Sessions watching a black man vote.
Karen, this may come as a great shock to you, but I'm a homosexual.
That's it? What's your next bombshell? Harvey Weinstein isn't always a perfect gentleman?
That's it, I'm gay.
Does the hustler posing as your business associate know?
He suspects. Karen, I need you to help me come out to my wife, Crystal. Tonight would be a good night to tell her, but it's her 90th birthday, and I'm afraid the shock might kill her. Come to think of it, tonight might be the perfect night to tell her.
All right, fine. But if I help you, I get my room back.
Deal.
Wait a minute. Crystal's already dead. I went to her funeral. You and original Benji had the first dance.
The first shovel of dirt on the coffin revived her. And I learned a valuable lesson. Appreciate every day of your life. And when it comes to your loved ones, cremate. Always cremate.
Oh,
her has to come over, baby. Oh, Lord, she ain't going. Now let's get real low one time now. Shake, baby, shake. All you gotta do, honey, is kinda stand in one spot. Wiggle around just a little bit. And that's what you got. Yeah. Now let's go one time. Shake it, baby, shake it. Shake it, baby, shake it. Ooh, shake it, baby. Come on, baby. Shake it, baby, shake it. Come on up. Oh, lot of shaking going on.
A lot of shaking going on. Jerry Lee Lewis on the Amy Beth Arquette Show. We lost the killer just yesterday at the age of 87, a rock and roll pioneer whose music will reverberate throughout the universe. Controversial in his personal life, but oh, so great in the music. Indeed, indeed. And Jefferson Airplane, their classic White Rabbit, Grace Slick on hand as they finally got the group got their walk on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Their star, rather, on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Always interested in how that all works out, the machinations behind the scenes, who gets the stars, how does it work, when do they get it. You have to be nominated, you have to be qualified, but apparently you also have to pony up like $50,000 or $55,000. So some stars don't want to do it, can't afford it, whatever. Intriguing, though. You have to be qualified, but you still have to pay. I don't get it. Anyway, good for them. Certainly a fixture on the psychedelic 60s sound, and still today. A tribute to the late, great Leslie Jordan. Oh, so sad that we lost him this week. A car accident may be caused by a heart attack. We don't know. But what an interesting guy he was. That great star turned clip from Will and Grace in a lot of shows, a character actor for years. Everything from Pee-wee's Funhouse to Hearts of Fire, Will and Grace, of course. Lots of videos, a lot of music, teaming up with some country stars, and became a big star during the pandemic, interestingly enough, on Instagram, because he had these little videos that helped people feel better, and he called them fellow hunker downers. Leslie Jordan, a man with great spirit, went through a lot in his life. I mean, think about this, coming out, he was 67 years old, but when he came out years ago, a gay man in the South, it was really hard to do, battled alcoholism and addiction, and helping other people. I saw an interview with him where he said, fame gives you a platform and you can use it for good or evil. He certainly picked good. We lost a sweet soul. May he rest in peace, and his memory and his work here on earth be a blessing to all of us. Keep going. Pay it forward. Show Rachmanis, as they say in Yiddish, compassion as we go. Indeed. Leslie Jordan, what a great guy, great spirit. Sugar, sugar from the Archies as we get revved up for the trick-or-treaters and eat it. From Weird Al, you got to love that guy's spirit. He's so funny. Celebrated his 64th birthday on October 23rd. So that's the big question today. What are you giving out for trick-or-treaters? Leonora says Hershey bars, M&Ms, Mounds, Almond Joy, some Reese's peanut butter cups, but I'm not sure the M&Ms are going to make it. I hear you on that one, Leonora. Claudia says Hershey all the way, but we give out the big size bars. Yeah, well, some folks do that. I give out the fun size because I say take a few. They're small, especially the little kids are so polite and they daintily pick. I want them to choose what they want to give. But whatever works for you, hope we get a bunch of them and have some fun this Halloween. And don't forget to vote, because that's going to be the crucial thing come the midterm elections. Voting and turnout will be key. Early voting, by the way, for my New York friends started today. Hey, speaking of New York friends, I want to give a quick shout-out to Andy in Pearl River, New York, not too far from me, who is participating in our Inspiration to Action Challenge, where we try to reconnect folks with their inner artist. And he says, doing it big time, writing with, as you would say, a vengeance. And hopefully we'll have a book done before the year is over. Well, keep moving, Andy. Year's coming up, but no pressure. I don't know what I'm putting pressure on your deadlines, but if it helps you, do it. Keep going. Once you're in that creative groove, sometimes it does work to give yourself a deadline. See how it works for you. Hey, Inspiration Action, if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout out. You deserve it. You're also spiriting other folks on. On the other hand, a little push in the right direction. Let's start that creativity coaching, counseling conversation. First one is always on me. Give me a few weeks to connect, and please do so via the website, amybetharkawy.com. Easy access to the Twitter feed. And while you're there, I ask you to peruse my stories. The award-winning Eliza Gordon Mystery Series available for ebook and paperback. First one, Killing Time, starts around Halloween, so it's a good time to delve in. And we have other goodies available. Yes, you can chime in with guest suggestions, big story, forgotten 45 requests, links to the podcast, social media connections, all there for you at the website, amybetharkawy.com. Anything else on social media before we get a... Well, we're not ready to smash it quite out of there yet, are we? I don't think so. We're just talking about how scary things can be this time of year. And I'm not talking Halloween. I'm talking the elections. Have you ever gone to the Rocky Horror Picture Show? Been around since 1975. Revival houses have it every year around this time. As they get ripped up for their big double feature. On the Amy Beth Show.
Why do people want to pay money to be scared? I don't know. It's a strange phenomenon. Audiences are really strange. They love to dip their toe into this cold water of fear.
you belong. A nocturnal vacation, unnecessary sedation. You wanna feel at home, 'cause you belong.
Welcome to my breakdown. I hope I didn't scare you. That's just the way we are when we come down. We sweat and laugh and scream here, 'cause life is just a dream here. You know inside you feel right at you're welcome to my nightmare, yeah.
The one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
The one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater sure looked strange to me.
One-eyed.
Well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you, 'cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater sure looks strange to me.
One more.
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
Get a job in a rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater, pigeon code undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
We wear short shorts.
Friendly little people eater, what a sight to see.
Oh!
And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground and he started to rock, but really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a bop, bop, a boop, a lap, a loom, bam, boom.
Hey, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater, pigeon toad, undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
I like short shorts.
Flying purple people eater, what a sight to see.
Purple people.
Really went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead, playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
Tequila.
I love that ending. Tequila. Chef Woolley, of course, got to roll it out once a year on the Amy Beth Arkley Show, the Purple People Eater. for Suzette and for Vince. Once a year only, but it's fun. Welcome to My Nightmare from Alice Cooper for Stella and the Rocky Horror Double Picture Show on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, a classic since 1975. Haven't seen it live? You got to go to one of those revival houses. They roll it out every year around Halloween, I think. It is the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show one final time around the social media horn as far as we go for the Halloween candy. What are you giving out? What do you like? What are your favorites? A few folks chiming in. Bree says Snickers. Pat Almond Joy and Harold says Reese's and Nestle's Crunch. We'll see if they make it to the door, and I hope folks come. And I hope the weather holds. In my neck of the woods, it looks like it could be rain, but we'll see. Hopefully not. Rain or shine, get those votes out. Voting, early voting starting in New York, other places as well. Get your mail-in ballots if you're allowed to in certain states. And, of course, you can also vote on Election Day, November 8th. Please vote, and please get your friends and neighbors to do so as well, because no election, no district, no state is guaranteed. Voter turnout will be key. Please do it, and please do it as soon as you can. America's Best Patriot wraps us up with this quote. Trump's 27 tax cuts helped set the stage for today's inflation. Doubling down will only make things worse. We need a blue tsunami, another GOP lie. Exactly. I hear you on that, and I agree with you fully. Again, as we said earlier, the economy is better under Democrats, but for some reason, that's that old myth, that's a hangover from the old days before the MAGA people came in, that the Republicans were better with economics. Not so, especially if you're in the middle class or the underclasses. I mean, it's true. They work for the rich and the corporate, and it's more true today than ever before, and we have to keep that in mind. They want to cut Social Security and increase taxes on the middle class while cutting taxes on the upper echelons and the corporate. That is not going to help most of us, even those folks who consider themselves Republicans. Think about it. Do your homework. Do your research. Press upon your friends to do the same, as I know I'm probably preaching to the choir. Hey, thanks so much for joining us, and don't forget, we'll keep the conversation going. You can reach out via social media. Friend me on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. I am at AB Writes. Our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy. And, of course, all the shows are archived for podcasts. We'll have this one up for you later today or early tomorrow so you have it for the Halloween fun with all those great songs. Thank you so much for participating. Thank you to Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML headquarters from TCS, for keeping us moving. And thank you so much. Please drive safe. Play nice. Dream big. And be careful on Halloween and Election Day. Vote, vote, vote. We'll leave you with a classic from Donovan. It is The Season of the Witch. You know I love y'all.
When I look out my window, many sights to see. And when I look in my window, so many different people to be, that it's strange, so strange. You got to pick up every stitch, you got to pick up every stitch, you got to pick up every stitch. Do you think I see summer cat looking over his shoulder at me? And he's strange, sure is strange. You got to pick up every stitch, you got to pick up every. Must be the season.
When I look out my window, what do you think I see? And when I look in my window, so many different